And today's daf is daf yud tes. So we got to the very top. The Mishnah, we were discussing yesterday about four different minim of dam. So here the Mishnah tells us there are really five. There are chamisha damim tameim ba'isha. There are really five shades of blood that render a woman a nida. And there's falata adam, which is red, shachar, which is black, ubekeren karkum, which is similar to a corner of crocus. I don't know what that means. That's why I have the archer here to help me out. It's apparently some plant that grows in the garden. Okay, and it's a shade of red, of course. Uchmeme adama, and the color of water and dirt, the mud of some sort, that type of red-brown. Uchemazug, and something similar to wine that's been diluted. So these are five shades of red that render woman anida. Beshami omrim af kimeme tiltan. He adds on, even if it's color of fenugreek water, so, which again, I don't know what that is, and has some type of shade of red. So then it says, Uchmeme basit tzali, if it's the juices of a roasted piece of meat, the red juice that comes out, that's also a shade of red. Now, just fascinating, by the way, that they were so attuned to every shade of red. To us, that's just red. You know, take out like the Crayola crayons, you know, every type of red has a different name to it. So each red, these are subtle colors, subtle shades, but they're different types of red, and it makes a difference in terms of rendering a person nida. Beisila Matarin, Beisil felt that these colors that Beishami added on, he thinks those are colors that are tahor. Hayarok, if it's, Yarok is typically green, but here it's defined as yellow-colored blood. Akavya ben Mehala Matame, he thinks the yellow is Tame, and Chachamim Matarin, we paskin that the yellow is in fact tahor. So Amar Rabbi Meir says, Im Eino Matame Mishum Kesem, if it's not because of a Kesem, if you see a stain in one of these colors, so then even though it's not Mishum Kesem, Matame Mishum Mashka, it should at least be Tame Mishum Mashka, because the din is, if a woman is a Nida, any type of bodily fluids that come out, even though it's not Dam Nida, it should still be Tame because of Mashka, and that we'll see discussed in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lokach Lokach, no, these colors, this yellowish blood is not kesem, nor is it considered any mashka, and it's completely tahor. So Ezu Adam, what's considered red? So we said before, the first example in the Mishnah, the first color was red. So what's red? We have to have something, you can't define red. So, what you and I say, this is red, you might not think it's red. So you need some type of model to define the definition of red. So what's red? So Gemara's Mishnah says, Kedam Hamaka, the person gets a cut, that red blood that comes out, that's the color that we're talking about is Nida. And Shachar, what's Shachar? Kacharis, because there are many shades of black as well. You could wear, two different black pants and black suit, jacket from different suits, and they could look completely different, even though they're both black, because there's so many shades of black as well. So what's the definition of black that we said? Tame, Amok, Mikane, Tame. Any shade of black, then this, kacharis first. What's kacharis? So kacharis is defined by a type of black pigment used in ink. That's what Rashi says, so it's ink. And amok mikan, anything darker, deeper in black than that, also tame. But if it's diha mikan, if it's lighter, it's a little bit softer black than that of the ink black, that would be considered tahor. Uchikaren karkum, this is mentioned in the Mishnah, one of the shades of blood, red, that are, it's tame. Kabarur Shebo is referring to apparently the sharpest color red of this plant. And Chameme Adama was referring to the dirty water, muddy water, that's Mibikas Beis Kerem Umeitim Mayim, referring to if it's particularly dirt taken from the valley of Beis Kerem, and the water floats on top of it, that's the shade of red that we're describing, which again seems to be very, very specific in color. Uchamazlik, when you talk about the shade of red, that's the diluted wine, that's shnei chalakim mayim ve'echad yayin. Two-thirds is water, one-third is red. That's the shade that we're describing. Min hayayin ha-sharuni, particularly from the wine of the Sharuni region. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, the details of the colors of red. So Gemara wants to know, minolan de'ikadam tahor be'isha. Who said that there's such a thing as dam that comes out would actually be tahor? Dilma kol dam da'asi minei tamim. Maybe every shade. Who said yellow and green would be tahor? Maybe any dam that comes from a woman should be tamim. Who said there's some tamim, some tahor? So Gemara says, Amar b'chame bar Yosef, Amar b'yoshaya, Amar kod ha'pasik says, ki pali mimcha davar l'mishvat. Bein dam ladam, when something is brought forward to the dayan, and they distinguish between a dam and dam, so bein dam tar ladam tamay. So what do you mean bein dam ladam means there's some dam that are tamay, and some that are some dam that's going to be tahor. That's the source. Gemara says, El Miata, that's the case, Beinega lenega, it says in the pasuk as well, hachanami beinega tamei lenega tower. Are you going to suggest it's referring to nega, that which is tamei, and a nega, that's tower? Is that really true? Do we have such a thing as nega tower? Dechitema hachanami, if you're going to say, yeah, there's such a thing as a nega tamei, nega tower, not true. Because nega tower miika, is there nega tower? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Of course there is. We know the din is v'chitema kula havrach lavan tahoru. The pasuk tells us if a person's skin turns in completely white, if the whole body becomes negatras, that person's actually tower. So this is your thing as negatower. So it does mean be neg is be negatame, the negatower. Gemara says, no, hahu bohak mikri. When a person's skin develops teras all over, that's not called negatower, that's called bohak. It's a different name, but whenever the word nega is used, that's negatame. So just like nega, benega is referring to different negarm that are both tame, ben dam la dam also maybe it means two types of tame, dam that are tame. So element ben, so what does it mean benega? It means benige adam, benige batam, benige begadam. The different types of negarm. There's a category of negarm that affect a person, a category that affects houses, and a category that affects clothing. Bechulun tamem, yet they're all tame. So hachanami as well. When it says ben dam la dam, it means ben dam nida la dam ziva. And they're all tame. So if there is an araya that there's a dam that comes from a woman would in fact be tahor. So hi, Maiz. Gemara says, let's understand this for a moment. Bishma hasam, I understand with regards to negayim, ikalach lugi b'nigga adam, there's a need to distinguish between the category of nigga adam, uplupluksa de Rabbi Shur Rabbanan. Within the world of nigga adam, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shur Rabbanan about the following din. Ditanan. In beheres kodem l'seyar lavan tamei. If the beheres, if the blotch of the white develops before the hair, the white hair develops, that's tamei. However, in seyar lavan kodem, if the white hair comes before the beheres, then it's tahor. The order is very essential for rendering the person a teras. And safek, if it's a safek, we don't know which came first, tamei. Rabbi Shua Omer, keha, he's thinking that's lashon of what's kehar, a keha, Omer Rabba ka keha is tahor. So there's a machlokus, if there's a safik, what came first, the lavan, the seyar lavan, or the beheres? So while Chachamim felt that safik would be tameh, Rabbi Shu felt that would be tahor. So that's why I have to say bein nega nega, that within nega, there are different, there's a machlokus, how to paskin, because this whole question here is referring to Zaki Mamre. Zaki Mamre is going against the Bez and Shemala, so what would he go against? He has to go against where there's a machlokus. So he's going against it, even though Bez and Shemal passing like Chacham, he says, I hold like Rabbi Yeshua. So Bein Nega, whether it's a Nega Adam where he's siding with the Das Yachid against the Bez and Gadol, or even if it's a question of Bein Nega Batim, the Gemara says, B'nigei Batim, ki ha-pluk to the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbanon, or if he's going against him in the world of Nigei Batim, which is what Machlokas, the Tznan, that let's say Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, he says, Li'olam ain't a bias Tamei, a house does not become Tamei, Tamei, Tumas, Nega, Teras, Ad she'iraya kishnei grisin al shnei avanim, until there's a size of two grisin on two stones of the walls, v'shnei koslim ber keren zarvis, two walls that are adjacent to each other at the corner of the house, arko kishnei grisin rachbo kugaris, that the length has to be two grisin, the width has to be one gris, that's the shear that's needed. So my time at the Rabbi Shimon, my time at the Rabbi Shimon, why does he hold this way? There has to be dafka on the corner of the house to be considered nigei batim, because it says in the pasuk siv kir, Uksiv kiros. Kir is one wall. Kiros are two walls. So Ezu kir, what's one wall shu kishne kiros that serves the function of two walls? It must have a omer zeh karen zavis. The corner, even though it's one connected wall, it's on two sides, it's like two walls. So that's the drasha. Even though Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hold this way, Chacham arguing don't think has to dafka be on the Karen Zavis. But there's a machlokus in the world of Nigei Batim. So whether or not this dying is arguing on Nigei Adam in regards to the order of the Lavan versus the Baharis, or he's arguing on Nigei Batim about the need for being in a Karen Zavis, or even if he's arguing the Nigei Begadim, the Gemara says further, what's a machlokus in Nigei Begadim that the dying might argue on, the Zaki Mamre might argue on? The Pluksa the Rabbi Yohanan ben Avtolmus, the Rabbanan? So what's this machlokus? Desanya, Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtolmus Omer minayin leprichas begadim shi tahora. How do you know when a piece of article clothing develops an entire teras all over the beged? How do you know that that's going to become tahor? So nemar karachas vegabachas bebegadim. It says the word karachas vegabachas with regards to begadim, and there's a gzeir shavet nemar karachas vegabachas begadim as well. So malahalim, just like by a person, if parach bekulo, if the teras develops in the entire body of the adam, he's tower, so So too by the Gzer Shava Avkanami Parach Bakula Tar. If it develops on the entire Beged, the Beged will be Tahor as well. So this is the din, this is the chiddush, the Gzer Shava of Rabbi Yonatan ben Avtulmis, where Rabbanan argue. He doesn't think the din of Parach Kula applies to a Beged. Either way, we see that when it regards to Negarim, there's a machlokes in Nigei Batim and Nigei Adam and Nigei Begadim that the Zakim Amri could potentially argue on. However, with regards to Elahacha, back to our case of Dam Nida, so what's the possible machlokes that one could have on the Bezin Shamala? Mm-hmm. If it's going to be Idam Tower Leka, if you're talking about Dam Tower, so if there's no such thing as Dam Tahor, but my plea, what's the machlokes? I mean, if we say every Dam that comes out of a Nida, who is a Nida, so there's never machlokes. I don't care if the shade is red, yellow, orange, brown, it's all Dam Tame, so what would the possible machlokes ever be? So it must be then that there is a difference between Dam Tame versus Dam Tahor. So Gemara then says, once we've established that there's such a thing as Dam Tame versus Dam Tahor, so then, mimai dahani tahorin, dahani tamem. How do you know that these colors are tahor and these colors are tame? What's the source for this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, the Amar Kala Pazik says, Vayiru Moab mineged et hamayim adumim kadam. So they saw that the Moab, they saw against them water that looked like blood. So the Pazik describes dam as adum. The name of the dam, adum hu, that the dam is red. So Ema Adam Vesula. So if it's red, so let's say only red is the only color, but Shachor shouldn't be. The other things we have listed, the Kmei Adama, the muddy water shouldn't be considered, the Yain Mazik shouldn't be considered, maybe Dafka Adam, whatever the definition of red, only that should be Tame. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Kala Pazik says, Dameh implies two bloods, twice. So that's really Harei Kan Arba, that implies there are four shades of blood that are going to become Tame. The Gemara says four, but ha'anon chamisha tam. Our Mishnah says that there are five. What's the source for the fifth one? Dameh is and her blood, and Dameh twice is her blood the second time, so that's four. But what's the source for a fifth one? So Amar Rabbi Chanina shachar adamu el shalaka. When there's black is really red. It just went bad. Sometimes over time it deteriorated, it changed color, but black is really red, and therefore it's not considered a fifth color. So Tani Nami Hach, the Brisa says the same thing. Shachor is kacheres. The black, when it says the shade of ink, that's when it's tame. Amok mikain, if it's darker than this, deeper than this, it's tame. Diye, if it's softer, then it's afilu kichol tower. Even if it's as dark as apparently a stibnite, I don't know what that is. It's a mineral that's lead gray in color. Even if it's that color, that would be considered tower. Has to be mamish black. Not that this black color was black from the original color of it. When it was removed from the body, so then, I don't know, when it hit the oxygen or something happened to it, it became black, but it was initially adam, it was initially red. Just like the blood, when the blood leaves the body, it gets darker, it becomes black. Here as well, we're talking about a black that was originally red. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. We had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim af kimeme tilson. If it was the color of fenugreek waters, it's tame. And Beis Hillel argues. So Gemara wants to know, v'leslei le Beis Shammai damea damea. How does he have a source to add on a fifth example? We only have a drasha of damea damea, which implies only four shades, the four shades which are listed in the beginning of the Mishnah, which everyone agreed to. So where does Beis Shammai know to add on a fifth case of kimeme tilson? So either you're going to say he doesn't have such a gzer shava, he doesn't hold the din dameh dameh, or he does have the din of dameh dameh, but mi lo amar Rabbi Chanina, but does Rabbi Chanina not told of shachar adamu el shalaka, that black is really red, it just went bad. Hachanami, milk odilaki. So too, this color of kimeme tiltam, it was initially adam, it just went bad. So it wasn't an extension, it wasn't an addition, it was simply a derivation of the color red. So the Gemara then says, Basil Matarin, or Basil felt that this Meme Talton, this color of the fenugreek waters, would be considered Tahor. Hainu Tanakama, isn't that what the Tanakama says? From the fact that the Tanakama says that there are four shades that are dark, that are red, that means anything that's not is Tahor. So why is Basil saying, Meme Talton is also Tahor? We know that from the Tanakama. So Hainu Tanakama. So Gemara says, Ika Benai, the Nafkimin is going on to Amid Beis, is a Litlos. What's Litlos mean? So look at Rashi in the very top here on Amid Beis. Rashi explains that Litlos is Tanakama Saver, Chamisha Damim Tameim Vadai, Vidach Sveika, five shader Vadai Tameim, and every other shade that's similar to red is a Suffolk. which would mean that if it touched, if Chuma was in contact with a woman who had such a color, we wouldn't allow you to eat it because it might be Tame, but we wouldn't allow you to burn it either because it might be Tame. So, however, Beis Hillel says, as Rashi points out, Beis Hillel says, Matar Mamish. So a person who sees the color of Kimei Metalton, a woman, she's Mamish Tower, and if she touches Chuma, we don't say Tolan, we say go ahead and eat it, it's completely Tower. So that's the machlokas between Beis Hillel and the Tanakama. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, HaYarok Atavya Ben Menhal Matameh. Yarok, which, at least according to the article, is defined as yellow of some sort. Unlikely a woman have a green type of emission, so yellow is more likely the shade that we're describing here. So HaYarok Atavya Ben... Excuse me?
Sometimes yellow green.
Green is unlikely, but... Like yes, Esther could be green also, but right. It's unlikely that it'd be green. I've never seen a green Shaila. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but yellow is more likely. Either way, whatever shade it is. So Hayaraka Kavya Ben Mahalo Matame. So he says it's this color of yellow, green is going to be Tame. So Gemara says Amar. So Lesle Kavya Dame does not hold the Dame have four shades. How does he have a fifth shade to add in even Yarok? So Gemara says, Ibaisema Lesle, Ibaisema Isle, either he doesn't hold the Joshua, and therefore he can expand it as much as he wants to, or he does have the Joshua of the Medemel. But again, Milo Amar Rabbi Hanina, Shachar Adam Hu El Shalaka, Hachanami, Malka Hu Delaki. Yellow was really red, but it somehow changed colors when it came out. Chacham Metar, Chacham say it's Tahar. So that this color of Yarok is Tahar. Hain Tanakama, that's what Tanakama says. Tanakama again says only five shades are dark, are considered Damida. That means Mimela, of course, the Yarok is not Tame. So why are the Chacham repeating what the Tanakama says? The Gemara says, Ikubinayu Litlo, same exact thing before. The Tanakama held that its Yarok is Safek. The Chacham felt is Tahar Vadai. So then the Gemara says further, Amar Rabbi Meir says, Im Einu Matame Mishum Kasim, if this color of Yarok won't be Matame because of stain, won't render her neither in any way, it will at least be considered Mashke, and let it be a bodily fluid that leaves the body that would become Tame. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yorid Rabbi Meir, Lashita Akavya Ben Mahalo Vitime. Rabbi Meir is following the Shita of Akavya Ben Mahalo, who felt that Yarok is a Tame. B'hachi Kamar Luhu Rabban. This is what he says to Rabbanim. Nihi Deheicha Bekamashkas Kakasim Yarok Amana Lamatam Asa. Granted, that you would say if you find a Yarok stain on a cloth, you won't say it's Tame. Heicha Dekachazi Dam Yarok Megufa Titame. But if you find it coming out of the body, as a Re'iyah, so there you should at least admit that that's going to become Tameh. Ihachi, that's the case. So, Imeino Metameh Mishum Kesem, Metameh Mishum Mashka, Rabbi Meir really should have said Mishum Roa Mibarleh. If Rabbi Meir's claim was not that you see a stain that Yarok Kesem will become Tameh, but a Re'iyah of Yarok will become Tameh, his argument isn't accurate. He should say, not because Metameh Mishum Kesem, Metameh Mishum Mashka, it should say Metameh Mishum Roa Mibarleh, that you're Metameh because you've seen, because she saw Yarok Dam come from her. So, Ela Hachi Kamarlu. Really what Rabbi Meir says to Chacham is as follows. Grant if she sees Yarok, Dam is not Mitamahir. But when she sees Dam as Adam, red blood, that will make her Nida. Let's say Hadar Chazid Dam Yarok. Then afterwards she sees Dam Yarok, Titma, she should be, that should be considered Tameh. Mididava Amashka Zav Vizava. Just like if a man's a Zav or a woman's a Zava, any bodily fluids that come out will be considered an extension of their Tumah. So too, the Yarok, even though your Yarok won't render her Dam Nida, but if she's already a Nida, that Yarok should be considered a bodily fluid and should have the dinim of Metame other people, just like the other Mashkim of Azav and Azav are Metame. Gemara say, Rabbanan say, Dum Yadirok. No, only fluids that are similar to saliva have the din of Mashke, of the Mashkin of Azav and Azav and Nida. What's the quality of Yarok, rather Rok, that has to be similar to? My rok shemis agav yotze, just like saliva collects, and after it collects a lot, it leaves the body. Af kol shemis agav yotze, so to anything else that collects itself and then leaves after a certain point. La puke hai de ein mis agav yotze. However, blood doesn't collect and come out. Whenever it's there, just it's released immediately, but it doesn't collect in any way apparently, and therefore it doesn't fall under the category of mashkin.
Is that a bruise? Doesn't a bruise where the blood collects underneath the skin?
That would just simply because it can't, has no way out to come. It's technical reasons. But supposedly the way Dam and Dam Nida works, it just, whenever it's there, just it leaves the body. So then the Gemara says, Ahachi, that's the case, Shafir Kamri L'Rabban L'Rabbi Meir. So then Rabban have a good response to Rabbi Meir. The reason why we hold that Yarok Dam is not called Mashim because it doesn't have the same quality as Rok. So El Hachi Kamrulu. So that, since it was such a good argument, that couldn't have been the argument of Rabbi Meir, because the response by Chacham was so good, so really that couldn't have been Rabbi Meir. It was too easy to knock off. So what's really the machlokas here? El Hachi Kamrulu. Rabban the Rabbi Meir says, Lehebe Kimashke Lahach Shezazorim. He wasn't referring to the bodily fluids, bodily liquids here going to be considered mashke. That wasn't the shaila. He knew that the Adam Yarok will be considered mashke. So what was the shaila? He wanted to be like mashke lahachshes hazram. We know that in order for food to become tame, it has to first come into contact with one of the seven mashkim, one of the seven liquids, which one of them is the Adam, blood. So what type of blood is qualifies as makshir? So Remeir says, let at least the Dam Yarok, even though it doesn't make her nida, let at least serve as a hechshir for Tuma. So that's the suggestion. Rabbanan say no. Boy Dam Chalal and Veleket, in order for it to qualify as Dam, for the purposes of the Machshir Zeroim, for Machshir food, it has to be like Dam Chalalim, which means it comes out of the, something a person gets killed from. And Dam that comes from the woman's body, that's not considered, they call it a lifeblood. It's not considered the source of blood. It's a different type of dam, and therefore not only dam yarok, but it seems any dam nida, even dam which would render her nida, none of that would qualify to be machshir zeroim at all. So then the Gemara says, ihach, that's the case, shaper kamru le rabbanan le rabbi meir. So that's a good response. Rabbanan say, well, the reason why dam yarok doesn't work, because it's not dam chalalim. So that couldn't be Rabbi Meir's initial response, because their refute was so good. Really what Rabbi Meir is saying really is as follows. This is the final suggestion, I believe. Rabbi Meir says to him, Alfu b'gzer shava, you should learn gzer shava. The reason how he knows that Dam Yarek will be Machshir Zeroim is because he has a din. He's a gzer shava. K'shivhacha shlachayach pardes rimonim. With regards to Anita, the pasuk is used, shlachayach pardes rimonim. U'ksiv hasim, it's written there with regards to water, shalech mayim apnei chutzos. So the lashon of shlachayach and shalech, we're connecting the two. So just like water is machshir, all types of water is machshir zeroim, so too all type of dam nida, but the gzer shavah should also be machshir zeroim. That's the gzer shavah, why dam nida should be machshir zeroim. Rabban say back, adam dan kavachomer miatzmo, v'ein adam dan gzer shavah miatzmo. Racham say, you're right, the person can make their own kavachomer if you want. But if a person can't make up your own gzer shavah, apparently Rabban didn't have this mesorah. We know, ain't adam dan gzer shavah miatzmo unless he heard it from his Rebbe. He has to be a mesorah dating back to Lach Moshe Sinai. So apparently Rabban didn't have such a mesorah, such a gzer shavah, while Rabbi Meir did have such a gzer shavah. So that's really what the machlokas is, whether they had a mesorah gzer shavah, and that would dictate whether or not dam nida would be machshir zeroim or not be machshir zeroim. Okay, let's go by it. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Lokach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Dam Yarek is not mitame nida, it's not mitame kesem, it's not mitame anything, it's completely neutral. So Hainu Tanakama, that's exactly what the Tanakama felt. So the Gemara says, Hok Mashalon, you're coming to teach me, Man Tanakama, who is the Tanakama? Who's the one hidden behind the Tanakama? It's none other than Rabbi Yossi. Why are we telling us? Because the Chola Omer, Davar B'Shem Omer, we know, is maybe Gula Liom, who want to tell you who authored the Tanakama. But yeah, they're saying the same thing. They're the same person. So then the Gemara says, Ezu Adam, what's considered red? What's the model we use to check the shades of red? That's Kedam Maka, the blood that comes out when a person gets a cut. So my Kedam Maka, so let's be a little more specific. What does that mean? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kedam Shor Shachar, when you shecht an animal, an ox, that blood that comes out, that's the color that we're looking for. Velema kedam shchita. So why didn't the Mishnah say kedam shchita? Kedam maka doesn't sound like dam shchita. Dam maka sounds like I get a cut. Dam shchita sounds like I'm shechting an animal. So clearly that wasn't the intention. Gemara says no. E amar kedam shchita. How we said in the Mishnah, the dam that we're looking for is the dam of a shchita. Habamina kichul shchita. I would have thought like the entire shchita. Apparently the color of the blood changes from the beginning to the end. So you want to be clear, Kamash Vilan, Kedam HaMaka, which means the Ktchilat HaKa Shel Sakin. The initial slice of the cut, that shade of blood we're looking for, that's Dam Nida. But when it begins to change colors during the rest of the Shrita, that's not the Dam we're looking for, the color shade of red we're looking for. Ulam Arno, Kedam Tzipur Chaya, like the color of blood of a person cuts a live bird, that blood of the bird will be the color red that we're looking for. Ibai Lu, they want to be clear now. Chay lafuke shachet doesn't mean when it's alive as opposed to shechted. Odemo lafuke kachosh, or does it mean, no, when it's shechted, but referring to a weak animal as opposed to a strong animal. Meaning, are we looking for a strong bird? Because apparently the blood of a strong, a fat bird is different than a weaker bird. So what does it mean, chai, that's alive? The Gemara says, is the ira take? The Gemara doesn't have an answer. We don't know if chai means mamish alive, or chai just means a healthy animal that you've just shefted. So then the Gemara says, Iri Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kedam Macholosh Shel Rosh. It's referring to the Dam Nidah that we're looking for. The color red we're looking for is similar to the color of the blood of the head of Macholosh of a louse. That's the shade. So Mesavet asks the Gemara, Hargu Macholosh HaReza Tolaba. So let's say a woman had killed a louse on her garment and she finds a stain. She could assume that she's not Nidah because that stain came from the Macholosh that she just killed. So my lav, the chula gufa, does it not mean that she killed the entire louse? That not just the head, but even the entire body, which is much more blood, the shade of it, and then the amount of it. Lo, the rosha, what it means is she popped the head of just the louse, which is pretty accurate to do, and that was the color that we're looking for, daska, the rosh of the macholas. So amar vardina, amar avu abahu, as follows. Kedam etzba katana shayad. He says, no, the red that we're looking for is the red that comes out when a person gets his little cut on his little finger, shenikfa, that then gets cut and v'chaisen and heals, because of nikfa gets cut again, that's the shade of red. So apparently the color changes as it gets cut several times. So then, v'lo shoka adam, not just any person, not the red blood of just any stam person, el shobacha shelo nasa isha, stafka of a young man who never married a woman yet, so a single person, the red of his little finger that was cut twice. The ad comment sounds funny, but again, I'm not sensitive to all the different shades here, but this is what the Gemara tells us, we have to trust it. V'yad kama, up until what age? Ad ben esim shana. So it has to be of under 20, a single boy cutting his small finger the second time he cut it. So Meshiveh, the Gemara asks the question, tol bivna v'vala, let's say she went to sleep and she found some stain on her garment, so she could assume it came from her husband or from her son. So Bishma, I understand, Bivna Mishkachasa. We just described that she has a boy under the age of 20 that she was next to, so a blood that comes from his finger could be a place to attribute the stain to. But from the Ela Babayla, Hecha Mishkachasa. How could you, if we're so specific about the color, we just said if the husband is married, so he's not, any blood that comes from him will be a different shade, then that will render her Damida. So you can't attribute her stain to her husband, because her husband's colors of Dam is different than her color, Dam Nida. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yon Shenichnas Elechop of Lo Nivela. No, the situation where she married this guy, but the guy, they never had beer yet, so then you could still attribute it to him. Fine.
So then they go... The 20.
No, she married an underage boy. A boy under 19, under 20. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, because we did that already fine. So Rav Nachman Amar Kedam HaKaza. No, it's a different interpretation. It's the color red of the Dam. When a person does bloodletting, that shade of Dam, shade of red, is what's going to render her a Nida.